Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Joining us from the newsroom, Sheree Coleman. Welcome back, Sheree.
Thank you very much.
Sheree, some of the stories that you're covering. The first story, $11.7 million in funding will be going towards creating five new cycle networks across Wagga.
Yeah, this was announced yesterday by Wagga MP Daryl Maguire and Mayor Greg Conge. The state government's put up this funding for the proposed network of routes and end-of-trip facilities that are part of Wagga City Council's integrated transport strategy.
How much?
$11.7 million.
Cool. Excellent. $11.7 million.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
but it's coming from the state government, isn't it?
For a bike track.
And Wagga MP Daryl Maguire said yesterday during the announcement that making a safer and more connected cycling network, which links the outer suburbs to the central business area, will mean that more people will leave the car at home and get outdoors.
Right.
Take that on board, Potsy.
Yes.
Leave the car at home.
Hang on, our phone's ringing. Hello, Triple M.
How can we help you? What can we do for you?
Oh, I just sort of heard on the news they're spending $11 million on the cycle tracks around Wagga.
Yeah, apparently.
Spending $1.3 million on the roads and $11 million on the cycle tracks. How's the Mitchell Road looking now?
Yeah, that's a good,
gotta love it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah.
Well, you have a good day too. See ya.
I couldn't have said that better myself, actually.
So, Sheree, any chance you could maybe go and have a word to Daryl and to Greg and say, listen, any way
it's
of...
a bit of a discrepancy there, isn't there?
Stumping up another, $10 million for the roads.
Well, it has been controversial, the integrated transport strategy, or the WITS.
As it, the WITS. WITS. The WITS. There's a word I'd like to put in front of that.
What? What does WITS stand for?
Wagga Integrated Transport Strategy.
That's yes. How I like to abbreviate. Oh, yeah, the old WITS.
You can't make that up.
What do you think when you come up with these names? What are you thinking of? That's just asking to have something else put in front of it. There's some of the stories that Sheree's following this morning,
yeah,
everybody.
I'll do,
more at 7:30. Just on Sheree. Leighton, if you'd like to go to the Triple M Riverina Facebook page.
You're right.
Because we have a little surprise there for Sheree this morning.
Okay. Here we go.
It could take a while.
Anytime.
Just talk amongst yourself.
Anytime.
I'm getting closer. How is Facebook spelled? Yeah, okay, so what am I looking for?
No, just have a look at the little surprise that has been sent in to us.
Little surprise.
That we've posted up there. So the last post on the last... for God's sake, man. For God's sake.
Scroll down. Hello.
Now, there's a little bit of a surprise for Sheree Coleman this morning. This has landed in our inbox.
Who's responsible.
I'm not
for
saying.
That.
So it's a picture of Sheree when she was about eight.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Eight, maybe nine.
With a cardboard cutout of John Farnham.
How do you know it's not the real John Farnham?
Because that's the shot off his album cover back in the time.
Yeah, it was at Australia's Wonderland back in the day.
Oh, did you have a thing
for... They had the celebrity photo. I was a bit of a John Farnham fan when I was a kid.
Wow.
It's a cute little photo, everybody. It's very cute.
Wow. What was your favourite John Farnham song, Sheree?
I always liked Burn For You.
Sure. Yeah, because you thought he was singing it to you.
I was a bit young. It might have been the mullet. Hey. I don't know. But.
So did you have John Farnham up on your wall?
No, I had a Chain Reaction concert video, though, that got a fair workout.
What was up on the Miss Sheree bedroom wall when you were a young maiden?
When I was a teenager the posters went up, and it was a bit of a mix. So I had Hanson and your Backstreet Boys, like most 90s teenagers, and then I had on the other wall at Queen and John and Yoko and David Bowie, things like that, the Beatles.
You had Hanson on one side, then classics, John Lennon, Queen, David Bowie and Hanson. Do you see something wrong in this collection?
Bit of an eclectic mix.
One of these things is not like the other.
Anyway, it's a very cute little photo of a very young Cherie, and you can look at it now, ladies and gentlemen. On the Triple M Riverina
Facebook
page. I have
to go and have
a
word with someone next.
Yes, I think you do.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.